The green industry continues its growth. Welcome to today's Accent on Agriculture, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox. Yesterday, in the nursery capital of Tennessee, hundreds of nursery and landscape professionals turned out for the fourth annual Green Industry Field Day at Tennessee State University's Nursery Research Center in McMinnville.
It's important to, one, allow the green industry professionals to get together from all the different professions, not just nursery producers, not just sod producers, not just landscapers, but everyone together, because they're all part of the same industry, to get here to have some opportunities for education, have some opportunities to share business experiences and to be able to see each other's products, be able to work together to keep the industry moving forward.
That's Nursery Research Center Director Dr. Nick Gowell. The Research Center is now into its 10th year of operation, and Gowell says it's playing a distinct role in the success of the area's nursery industry.
We've got the biggest outdoor lab in the world here in this five-county area with our 600 or 800 commercial nurseries surrounding us that allow us to come in and do research at their nurseries. And we have research going in entomology, combating the fire ant that's moving into the state and looking at Japanese beetle and Asian ambrosia beetle. We've got a pathology program that's looking at powdery mildew and looking at sudden oak death.
Steve Bennett of Riverbend Nurseries in Thompson Station is the president-elect of the Tennessee Nursery and Landscape Association. He feels producers statewide are benefiting from the research station and this field day.
There's several hundred people here from around the whole state area displaying both plants and equipment and then going to several different classes. Just trying to keep our accreditation up for different things. So this is actually a nationwide resource that's used by several universities and all the research that comes out of this.
And the nursery industry in Tennessee provides more than $270 million in cash receipts to growers. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.